from Petoskey to Detroit. This is the Michigan Sports Network.
Welcome back here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Danny DeHaelin, Ryan Elke, Anthony Bellino, all joining you. Thank you for joining us. No matter who you are, where you are, how you may be listening, appreciate you making us a part of your day each and every weekday morning. Text the keyword Sports Radio to 21000, Sports Radio to 21000. Meyer Supercenter guest line 248-951-2176, 248-951-2176 on Twitter at XB Mornings, Facebook, X's and Bros, and of course, good morning to our television audience as well on Comcast Channel 900 and BCSN on Buckeye Broadband. Find our podcast, listen back to anything you may have missed on demand by visiting SoundCloud, Google, Apple, Spotify, and of course, the iHeartRadio app. Plus, you can listen to it, listen to us online all the time, MichiganSportsNetwork.com, MichiganSportsNetwork.com. Danny Cahalan's at Dan in the studio. Ryan Elke is at RyanL_Key. I'm Anthony Bellino at AC Bellino. And, guys, I'm already tired of seeing this Aaron Rodgers stuff on ESPN. I mean, it's 8:02, and I've seen the same video overlay. I have seen the same press conference. I've seen it all 15 times already today. Yeah, yesterday when it happened was cool. All right, here we go. This is what he said. Okay, I get it, and I get that there's a different audience, you know, every 15 minutes. But dear God, is that all we're gonna do? Is anybody else having training camp, or is this just gonna be ESPN? Like, you know,
put on NFL Network.
Just Dak Prescott and Aaron Rodgers showed up to training camp yesterday.
I haven't even seen Dak Prescott yet. All I've seen is Aaron Rodgers do this weird little sidearm thing. And have his hair slicked back. That's all I've seen.
And Deshaun Watson showed up and did nothing.
What did he do? Show up in shackles?
Pretty much. No red. I think he was just in sweats. Didn't participate.
Good. He shouldn't be allowed.
Because
to
why would he, why would Houston allow? It's like we don't even know where you're gonna be.
Yeah, you know, that guy shouldn't even be in the league. It's crazy that the league wants to take a more difficult stance against COVID than they will against domestic abuse. But, you know, whatever. That's the league for you. Here you go. And it's just going to be an Aaron Rodgers love fest all day. The obsession over the Green Bay Packers. They didn't even win the Super Bowl last year. Like, wait, where's Tom at? Can I get some Tom on television, please? You know, can I get any one of the other 31 teams? Please?
Give me the live feed of Tom Brady with the jugs machine.
Yeah, we discussed that, right? That's
yes.
Impossible. Okay, all right, but it looked cool. It looked cool.
It impossible?
Yes, to have
but
the jugs.
But Tom Brady. Just saying, I think Tom Brady could do that once in his life.
Throw it into a jugs machine? Sure, maybe. I doubt it. But with it running, not a chance. I mean, physics doesn't allow that to happen.
Show your work. Eighth grade cell. Show your work.
Yeah,
show me the
work.
Physics won't work.
You can't have the two rotating wheels spinning and have the football actually make it into the spot. Like, there's no way. It would never.
There's a way. Nothing will break Tom Brady's will.
As the greatest quarterback of all time. And, you know, prestigious Michigan alum. I mean, it all makes sense. It is great to see him just dripping in swag, isn't it? Like, he gets his hair cut, and it's like he's got a new hairstyle every season. He leaves Bill Belichick and the evil empire of New England, goes to a new team, wins a Super Bowl.
He finally discovered how to get his hair cut 12 years into his professional career.
Multiple styles, bro. You don't like the long hair? Look at Aaron Rodgers got the long hair flow going.
Didn't suit Tom well.
Really? You didn't like it slick back? The Eastern Euro look? I kind of like it.
That and his buzz cuts, not a good look for him.
I mean, he could literally just shave a line down the middle of his head and it wouldn't matter because he's still the greatest quarterback of all time. The greatest. And he's still playing. Just wants to go out there and have fun with his friends. They're bringing back all 22 starters. They're going to be tough. You know, and now we know. We know it was Brady. It wasn't all Belichick, no matter, you know, on to Cincinnati, on to this, on to that. Like, he left New England, he got even funnier. His brand awareness is even better. His football, his football's even better. So everything's just better. And it's Brady. It's not Belichick. The two could have coexisted nicely together, and they did for many years. But we know that after last season, like, that's just what it is. It's nice. It's good. It's a good deal. It's very nice. What else is going on in the sports world? We'll try to get you all caught up. We'll do so right now in the headlines.
Big news.
I have a little news flash.
Let's check the headlines.
No, it's real news for once.
The biggest stories of the local, regional, and national news.
This is huge news.
Steve tweets in. My MIL basically has no immune system. I don't know what an MIL is. And didn't get
mother-in-law.
No. It's not a live virus, especially if you get Pfizer or Moderna. I didn't get Pfizer or Moderna. I got Johnson & Johnson.
It's a family company.
Yeah. Gonna kill my family. All right. What else we got here? Detroit Tigers 17-14 winners over the Minnesota Twins yesterday. It was a crazy game. More on that coming up. But just an electric here there in Minnesota. The New Orleans Saints, Sean Payton, very upset over the fact that Michael Thomas should have had surgery before June on his ankle, but he didn't. And therefore, he's going to miss some time to begin this season. Look, Sean, I'd be upset if I were you, too. That's your number one receiver. Who's going to be the quarterback out there? Is it going to be
Pippen year?
Huh?
This is Pippen year.
Pippen year. Is it? But who's
remember Scotty didn't get surgery so that he could rehab during the season?
Who's going to be the quarterback in New Orleans? Is it going to be Taysom or is it going to be Jameis?
The adopted son of Sean Payton, Taysom Hill. Yeah, it'll be him.
You think? I'm sure somebody like Rob Parker will have a very interesting race-related article once that happens. Aaron Rodgers said he mulled retiring and wants more say with the Green Bay Packers' decisions. Don't know if he'll get that, but, I mean, at least he talked about it. He was open and talked about what he was feeling and the fact that when he was talking to the organization, he was doing it via Zoom and via phone and wanted to do it all behind closed doors, and he doesn't know. Where the leaks came from, but it wasn't on his part, and it wasn't through his representation. He can guarantee us that. Dallas Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott left the practice early with a muscle strain in his right shoulder. We'll be cautious and smart about it. Oh, they just paid him all that money, too. You paid all that money to your quarterback that broke his ankle. Oh, boy. And now he's got a shoulder issue. Oh, boy, Dallas. They're done. They missed their window. L.A. Rams quarterback Matthew Stafford says he feels like a rookie with his new team. A little first day of school. Action says, brand new to me. I'm walking around trying to learn everybody's name and who does what and all that kind of stuff. So trying to perform at a high level. What is this trying to perform at a high level? What is this nonsense? It's practice, man. Are you trying to perform at a high level while trying to learn somebody's name? Like, what? What are you talking about? Like, what's the big deal? You're the new guy. Everybody knows who you are. Smile. Shake hands. I don't even know if you can shake hands.
Fist read off, the staff you. Directory before you show up the first day, like you were told.
Yeah, like what's that? I got to perform at a high level. Like perform at a high level, what? Memorizing people's names. Arizona Cardinals put J.J. Watt on the pup list with a sore hamstring. Got to be very slow and very smart about the hammy. Don't want to lose that. Watt's just 32 years old. Feels like he's been in the league forever. Feels like he should be 40. But he played his first 10 years of his career with the Houston Texans. Now. With the Arizona Cardinals. Texans are probably going to regret that. Receiver Calvin Benjamin upset calling out Joe Judge, the head coach of the New York Giants, after his release. The Giants are a disaster anyways. New Orleans Pelicans center Jackson Hayes was arrested in L.A. at 3:15 in the morning. Nothing good happens after midnight, kid. But he was the number 8 pick in the 2019 draft. Averaged 7.5 points, 4.3 rebounds for the Pels last season. Police were called to the L.A. area home because of a domestic disturbance. Hayes tried to prevent officers from entering the property. A fight reportedly ensued that sent Hayes, who was the shocked with a taser, to a local hospital. What an idiot. Oh, man, that's great stuff right there. Good for you, Jackson Hayes. Pro NBA player is having a domestic dispute and wants to get in a fight with the cops. It looks like you're using all the brain cells you have. And the Big 12 is alleging that ESPN is trying to destabilize their league. The network says the claims have no merit, but Bob Bowlsby, the Big 12, he is angry. We'll step aside when we return. Tigers went off yesterday. The bats were working well. They gave up a lot of home runs, but they still found a way to win the game. We'll talk about it next year on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network.
Huge here for my good friends at the Tullymore Golf Resort in Canadian Lakes, Michigan. That's less than an hour north of Grand Rapids. So if you want to get away for a quick 18 at Tullymore or St. Ives, or maybe stay overnight or spend a couple of days at Tullymore, you can book your golf in packages right now at TullymoreGolf.com. That's TullymoreGolf.com. You can experience a Michigan masterpiece when it comes to golf and the entire resort, from accommodations, dining, meetings, weddings, events. Maybe you want to live, whether it's on the weekend or full time at Tullymore. They have the ability to build a home to your needs, and they have a ton of real estate property. All you have to do is go to TullymoreGolf.com. You can book that golf or stay and play package and check out the residential living and more, and also even shop online. Everything you need at TullymoreGolf.com. That's TullymoreGolf.com.
It's a new day to celebrate and be free. A new day full of action and excitement. Come to Soaring Eagle. Indulge to your heart's content. It's a day for winning, for world-class fun and food. Yes, it's a grand, spectacular day to get away. Only at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. It's a new day. Visit SoaringEagleCasino.com.
Huge here for Van Andel Institute's Purple Community. Now, your community can be a part of raising awareness and money to help Parkinson's and cancer research at Van Andel Institute, which is located on the west side of the state in downtown GR. They are world-renowned when it comes to cancer and Parkinson's research and more. You can go to VAI.org to find out about what they're doing each and every day to try and save lives. And if you want to have your own event, your own purple celebration in your community to raise awareness and money for cancer and Parkinson's research, get all the details at purplecommunity.vai.org.
Tuck it in, please.
Welcome back here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Danica Halen, Ryan Elke, Anthony Bellino, all joining you for joining us, no matter who you are, where you are, how you may be listening. We appreciate you making us a part of your day each and every weekday morning. Still under the weather, still battling this out with this this vaccine that I got done on Monday. So if you're just tuned in, you're like, what the hell's wrong with him? That's what the hell's wrong with me. Let's get into the Tigers game from yesterday. 17-14. The Tigers won in a football score. And just, I mean, the relief pitching here, just atrocious. Really no other way to put it. And if you look at the Twins, I mean, J.A. Happ lasted just three innings. He gave up 10 hits, 9 earned runs. He walked 4. The starter for the Tigers was Peralta. He went 3 1/3, gave up 6 hits, 6 earned runs, walked 2, struck out 1, gave up 2 home runs. Buck Farmer gave up 2 home runs. I like Buck, but it is what it is. Jimenez gave up 2 home runs. Soto gave up a home run. And, like, man, this pitching, the relief pitching for the Tigers is a disaster.
It's just been a recent thing. Buck
you
Farmer.
Recent, you mean like over the last like, years?
I'm talking recent as in this, like the last couple weeks of this season. Before this, I mean, the team's only all-star was a relief pitcher in Gregory Soto. Mm-hmm. The bullpen's been okay. There are guys, you know, that are out there that, let's face it, when they come in, you're kind of like, oh, this, you know, AJ's maybe given up on this one. Like, it was Daniel Norris, but Norris kind of seems like maybe he's figured it out a little bit. He's thrown a lot more strikes. But, I mean, like, Derek Holland, every time he comes in, I'm kind of just like, oh, this one's over. Buck is like a 50-50 because sometimes he comes out there and he's super intense and, it, you know, it's like an 8-pitch inning, and then sometimes he lets up 4 home runs. So it just, it's finding more consistency, finding guys that throw more strikes, because, I mean, I would guess, I mean, I haven't watched every game, but it seems like maybe like 8 out of the last 10 times Gregory Soto has gone in, he's walked the first batter. You can't, that's the number one rule as a relief pitcher. Do not walk the leadoff man, because that's just, you're asking for trouble. It's, you know, a reliever, you know, they go in there and they're supposed to throw, you're supposed to throw fastballs. Throw fastballs down in the zone, get guys to hit grounders. Instead, they, I mean, they're chucking them to the backstop half the time now. I don't know, just randomly. Did you guys see that a couple days ago, a reliever for the Twins, he threw 3 in a row to the backstop, and then they took him out of the game.
Well, that was the Yankees guy. He threw 4 in an inning.
This was in the Tigers game a couple days ago. But, yeah, I saw the Yankees guy too. But this, yeah, the Twins reliever threw 3 straight to the backstop, and then he's like, yeah, I think my hand is hurt. You think? You can't even hold the ball.
Watch out if you're the backstop. Duck and cover. But it was an entertaining game, right? I mean, the fact that they almost blew a 10-run lead. Like, at the end of the day, I'm happy that they won. That's the way that I look at it. Like, I'll try not to get too picky with this
props
team.
Props if you took the over 30 runs in that game.
Right? I mean, who would have thought? I mean, who would have thought over 30 was going to cover? But, I mean, all in all, you had Akil Baddoo goes 2 for 5, and Derek Hill goes 3 for 6, and Grossman's 1 for 4. All those guys scored runs. Everybody scored runs. Eric Haas went 1 for 3, had 3 RBI, 3 runs scored. He walked 3 times. Like, I mean, it was – I mean, if for as bad as the Tigers' pitching might have been, Minnesota's pitching was absolutely atrocious, and it was an offensive expose for the Detroit Tigers throughout this game. Like I said, I mean, I'm not going to get too picky over the fact that they almost blew a 10-run lead. I'm not going to be, too upset about that. I'm just happy that, I'm just happy that they won, because I think that we've been looking for a winner, and we just haven't seen one. You know, we just have not had a winner, be able to take us, to an exciting baseball season. This team has got a little bit of toughness, right? This team is a little more mentally – they got a little more mental fortitude than the Brad Ausmus years. And I think that that's a complete credit to A.J. Hinch. Now, you had Sano, who hit 2 home runs in the game. Kepler hit a dinger. Polanco. Everybody. Jeffers hit one. I mean, it's all over the board. I mean, everybody.
Well, Jeffers was the 3rd catcher in the series.
Oh, he hit 2. I'm sorry.
To hit a grand slam. 3 catchers. That's wild.
Eric Haas. It was a pretty crazy game. It was a pretty crazy game. And it's entertaining. It's a little stressful.
Well, it just kind of stinks. Yeah, it is stressful, and it stinks for the bullpen. Just for the fact, like, you get up 10-0 in the 4th, and, in my brain and Ryan, in all our baseball fan brains, it's, all right, let's cruise to the finish line. Let's win this one 10-6. And then the next inning, they gave up 6. And you're like, okay, well, now we got 5 innings and we're only up 4. Not good. So the stress, when you get through 4 or get through 3 and you think, okay, we're pretty good here, and then it turns into a stressful game, that's the problem. Like, we thought it was a cruise control game, and then it turned into a stressful game late, which really, was 13-12 in the 8th inning.
That's crazy.
I don't know. It's just out of nowhere, too. It just did not seem like the Twins were ever going to catch up, and then it was just out of nowhere, 13-12. Oh, okay.
And the Tigers scoring 17 runs without a single home run is pretty – I mean, that's an outlandish stat. I mean, the fact that not one person connected with one descended over the fence and hit the long ball is pretty crazy. Hey, by the way, did you guys just see that go across the bottom line on the ticker there? That Lamar Jackson has tested positive for COVID-19 again? Second time now?
I saw that yesterday. We have the gymnastics all around on. We were watching some baseball earlier.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I wonder, man, he's vaccinated and he got it again? Ugh. I don't know. Hope he's asymptomatic. It doesn't feel like I do. I'll tell you that much. Second time in Tigers history in which all nine starters had one hit and one run scored. They did it on April 23rd of 2004. And an exciting game, to say the least. No doubt about that. But some questions in regards to the bullpen. And you know, there'll be four games against the Orioles coming up tonight, tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday. And we'll have to wait and see what that squad of the AL East is bringing. But they're a team that's...
We got to give a shout-out to Baltimore player real quick.
Yeah, yeah.
Left-handed reliever Paul Frey. Grew up with him. Went to St. Clair Community College. Was drafted originally by the Mariners. And now with the Orioles. And was their closer earlier on in the season. So, having a career year.
Wow.
From Waterford, Michigan. Went to Kettering. Now he's like 6'3", can throw in the upper 90s. Growing up, the smallest kid in school.
Oh, of course.
I mean, and with the last name Fry, it's like...
Small Fry.
Yeah.
That's an easy one.
Yeah.
The Orioles, the 35 and 65, are they ever going to be good again? You think they'll ever turn it around? I mean, it just feels like they've been floundering for years.
I mean, a lot of people said that about lots of teams, Anthony.
I think that Chris Davis contract has to... get off their books before they can really make any moves.
Well, they can move on. Trade deadline tomorrow, too, by the way. So maybe we'll see some player movement.
We saw a big one yesterday. Joey Gallo going to the Yankees.
This is correct, yes.
So, just another guy that can hit home runs and hits under 250 for him.
I mean, why not load up? Load up on guys that are willing to swing at anything but have the potential to take anything a yard, right? We'll step aside. When we return, we'll do a little NBA draft. It's almost here. It's tonight. That's coming up next here on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network.
New BetMGM customers can turn $1 into $100 when they bet on any Detroit Tigers game. Hey, this is Matt Shepard. Sign up for the BetMGM app using ShepBet100, and you bet $1 on any Tigers game, you'll get $100 in free bets, even if your wager is a strikeout. That's the kind of teammate BetMGM is. Discover their innovative parlay selection builders, daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use ShepBet100 to get $100 when you bet $1 on any Tigers game this season, regardless of the outcome of your wager. Only at BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks and an official gaming partner of the Detroit Tigers. New customer offer, paid and free bets. Must be 21 years or older, Michigan only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
There is nothing on earth more amazing than the human brain. No computer can match its intellect. No work of art can rival its beauty. And there is nothing on earth more personal than your brain. It defines who you are. It determines how you love and what others love in you. Your brain is unlike anything we have ever known or will ever see. And in a moment, all of that can change forever. Traumatic brain injury, TBI, can happen anywhere, at any time, to anyone. TBI can define who you are. TBI can determine how you will love. There is nothing on earth more amazing than the human brain. And for victims and families of TBI, there is nowhere on earth like the Eisenhower Center in Ann Arbor.
The Eisenhower Center, leading the way in traumatic brain injury rehabilitation. Learn more at EisenhowerCenter.com.
Welcome back here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Danny Cahalan, Ryan Elke, Anthony Bolito, all joining you. Thank you for joining us, no matter who you are, where you are, how you may be listening. We appreciate you making us a part of your day each and every weekday morning. Here on the Michigan Sports Network, you can text us. Text the keyword sports radio to 21,000, sports radio to 21,000. You can holler at us on the Meijer Supercenter guest line, 248-951-2176, 248-951-2176. You can tweet at us at XB Mornings, Facebook, X's and Bros, and, of course, we're on television as well. Good morning to our TV audience, Comcast Channel 900 and BCSN on Buckeye Broadband. Find our podcast, listen back to anything you may have missed on demand by visiting SoundCloud, Google, Apple, Spotify, and, of course, the iHeartRadio app. Listen online all the time, MichiganSportsNetwork.com, MichiganSportsNetwork.com. Yeah, I texted one of my buddies who works in college football because, you know, with all the guys coming back, everybody having to get vaccinated. I said, hey, did your guys that got the J&J, were they pretty sick afterwards? And he said, very mild symptoms, if any. And I said, really? Because I'm all screwed up. And he said, maybe you got sick before you got the shot. I didn't have any symptoms. I didn't have anything. I felt absolutely fine Monday at 10 o'clock. I had the appointment and I've been this way ever since. So this is like a real life live case study right now. I'm not a fan. I don't like being the guinea pig. Everybody kept telling me, oh, one day, 24 hours, blah, blah, blah. Like, yeah, okay. Oh, well, here I am 3 days later. It's a little bit longer than 24 hours. Tonight we will have the NBA draft. That will be exciting. Will it be Cade Cunningham? Seems to be the consent. Look, and I have a question. I do have a question. I asked the same question about Ben Simmons, but like, where did Oklahoma State, what round did they finish in?
They went out in the first or second round.
Yeah.
They were a four seed though.
First weekend.
Yeah.
Like, how do you have the number one pick and you lose in the first or second day of the tournament? How does that happen? Like, Ben Simmons, you couldn't make the tournament, but he's the next LeBron. No, you can't
Anthony shoot. Edwards, same at Georgia.
Anthony Edwards at Georgia. Like, how can you not make the tournament? Or if you do, how do you get knocked out early? Like, if you're supposed to be this, you know, this great gift to the world, to the basketball community, right? How in the world can you get knocked out early? 6'8", 220 are the measurables. Point guard, so if he's got to play the one or got to play the two, I mean, that's huge. That's huge. 6'8", 220 is a point guard. Like, is everybody got to? You got to be like at least 6'5" to play now, minimum. At least that's what it feels like. Dan had a little bit of a question about his shot. One of his strengths listed on his scout is that he's a much improved shooter who confidently knocks down the pull-up jumpers from the mid-range and the three. Excellent free throw shooter. Soft touch around the basket.
It's not that he isn't a good shooter. It's just go look at his release is like in front of his face, and guess what? You're going to get a lot of balls swatted unless you're shooting high. So that's just one thing that I noticed just by looking at 5 minutes of his highlights, is that he shoots the ball from straight in front of his face.
And just checking, because I thought it was, they lost to Oklahoma State in the second round, or they lost to Oregon State, who went on to the Elite Eight as a 12 seed. But Cade also went 6 for 20 in that game.
Yeah, that's a very NBA stat line right there. 6 for 20. Didn't have a whole lot of help on that team, other teams were able to aggressively double him. And when you have that kind of stuff happening, it's going to be difficult for you to be successful. But Cade at one, Jalen Green ranked by ESPN as number two, Evan Mobley number three, Jalen Suggs number four. Now I have a man. Pretty interesting as far as like what Troy is going to do here, because it doesn't feel like Cade is that's what it's going to be. And if he's a point guard, if he could play the one, or he's fine playing off the ball at the two, do you does he immediately come in and he replaces Killian Hayes? And so you'd have Cade and Sadiq Bey and Jeremy Grant, Mason Plumlee and Isaiah Stewart. Would that be your starting five? Would you be okay with that starting five right there? I mean, because the way that they talk about Cade, like they are, you know, as a big-time playmaker, like, this could be the guy. This could be the guy that takes over, takes the Pistons over the hump.
Something we didn't talk about that happened yesterday, or maybe the day before, the NBA announced that they are changing the rules so that basically non-basketball moves to force fouls will not be called fouls anymore. Allegedly, of course. Unless LeBron does it or James Harden.
Thunderous applause for that. Give us the applause. Thank you, Anthony. Thank you, NBA. Been dealing with this for 20 years.
Been dealing with this for 20 years. Where did you see that? Because I did not see that.
I didn't say. I know they've been talking.
It was on ESPN. Or it was Sports Illustrated. Let's see. These are the three bullet points the NBA released. When a shooter launches or leans into a defender at an abnormal angle, okay. When a shooter kicks his leg up or to the side at an abnormal angle.
Okay.
When an offensive player abruptly veers off his path into a defender.
Okay. This is good. That's good. Now, if they could only get the intentional foul out, you know, or the clear path foul, they gotta stop that. Like, if it's a non-basketball play, it's an intentional foul. Two shots and ball. And knock that stuff off because you're taking away what is one of the more exciting plays in the game, and that is, you know, fast break and transition, right? That's where we get some of the great highlight dunks and whatnot that provide for, you know, some of the fun moments in the NBA season. And when you got guys fouling, you know, 45 feet from the basket, just reaching out, grabbing jersey, like, come on, bro, like, what are we doing here?
Yeah, well, or they should just allow the guy to finish the play. You know, if he gets fouled from behind, he should be able to go dunk it anyway. That would be hilarious.
Which, I mean, like,
he finished the play from 30 feet away.
Yeah. I'm just glad that the NBA is starting to make some more moves. I did see Adrian Wojnarowski talking about the Philadelphia 76ers are seeking a Harden-esque return for Ben Simmons, which is fine. You can seek whatever you'd like, but you're not going to get a Harden-esque return for a guy that can't shoot like Harden.
Didn't they? I saw somewhere five draft picks they asked for?
Yeah, they're crazy.
And a young player. Young up-and-coming player.
They're nuts. They're absolutely
the guy
insane.
Cannot make a shot outside of 6 feet.
You're telling me? Said this when he got drafted. Like, why are you drafting a guy that couldn't get his team into the tournament? And people talked about him like, oh, he's the next LeBron. LeBron would have gotten his team into the tournament.
Okay, you can pay one guy who can't shoot outside of 6 feet $20 million a year.
Shaq.
Ben Simmons or Andre Drummond?
Ooh. Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Yeah, no, you can't do Shaq. I get Shaq $50 million a year.
Yeah. Well, that's why, you
know, I want to double up Supermaxes on Shaq.
Double up Supermax. That sounds awesome. I don't even know what I just said, but it sounds great. Ben Simmons or Andre Drummond for $20 million. Oh, my God. I guess I'd have to say Ben Simmons, right? Because he gives you more versatility defensively on the wing. And this game is like everything is transitioned out to the wing, so... I guess Ben Simmons?
I would take Ben Simmons in that one.
And then, wow. Speaking of Andre Drummond, I shared the tweet with Dan. I think it was yesterday or the day before, where Drummond was starting his very exclusive NFT collection that he wanted to sell for $50,000. And the bids were at $7 and change.
I mean, that's a really good reminder to him that he's always overvalued himself.
And then after, like, that article got out, or, like, the Reddit post got out, it went up to $16 and change.
Well, at least somebody boosted it a little bit. Because that guy is something else. You know, I think that, you know, one of the questions that I saw being posed about Cade Cunningham is Cade Cunningham more Chris Middleton or more Luka Doncic? What if he's not either? Like, is that okay? You know, we'll...
I think I was listening to an interview with Pat Connington, and he's talking about, like, prospects and everything in the draft, and he goes, it's funny how, like, when you're in the draft process or anything, they compare y'all to all these players. It's like that stops all of a sudden when you play one game.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so,
100%.
Right. So when he's like, he's next this, he's next that, it's like, let's just see who he is as an NBA player.
Yeah, the, you know.
As Troy said, anyone will fit this team. We won 20 games. So the Pistons move back, great.
No, you don't believe that.
If it's a good haul, stay in the top five, great.
Wow.
If they stay and take Cade Cunningham, great.
If they were to move out, who would you want? Jalen Green, Evan Mobley, Jonathan Kuminga?
Suggs, Green, Mobley, any of them.
Franz?
You should have to move out of probably like 10 to make that pick valuable.
I don't know.
For 9, baby.
I know.
I said 10.
The last 2 weeks, he's blown up that board.
Franz, baby, number 9.
Love yeah, it. What has Franz done the last 2 weeks? And this isn't a dig at him. It's the dig at mock drafts that 2 weeks the prospects aren't doing anything. Some guys fly up 30 spots on the board.
That guy's name wasn't Franz. I don't know who went up 30, but it wasn't.
No, but like, you know that there's always one guy, like the last 2 weeks of the draft, NFL draft, every NBA draft, there's always one guy that just no one's working out right now.
At least not in public.
Right.
I don't know. I don't know what would cause a meteoric rise or fall for unless there was an injury somewhere along the line, and then I could see, you know, a prospect falling. But it would have to be something severe, like, you know, he was working out and tore his ACL or something like that. It would have to be a very severe sort of injury for them to, you know, really be able to drop off and to climb. Like, I don't know what you could do to climb. You have a 1-on-0 workout. Well, you know, I think Bobby Marks said it best. He's like, yeah, the game isn't played 1-on-0. It's played 5-on-5. You know, a lot of people get fooled because somebody has a great workout 1-on-0, which is true. I mean, if I'm, you know, man, I go back to the Donovan Mitchell and the fact that he didn't miss a shot during this Pistons workout. It's like preposterous to even think about. But I'm excited for tonight. I think it'll be fun. It'll be interesting to see this next crop of players and where they're going to end up at because, you know, they're going to get selected and Summer League is going to be here. And then, boom, the start of the season is going to be right around the corner as well. So whether the Pistons decide to select Cade or they move back, which I don't know.
Right, and then even just the local spin to it, will Franz be in the top 10 or not, see where he lands? Will Isaiah Livers and Aaron Henry – they be drafted somewhere in the second round and then see where, like, Sean DeBron, I don't think he'll be drafted, but he'll definitely be signed.
Yeah, he'll get
he'll be a summer league guy. And he'll be, I mean, my guess, he'd be in the G League next year.
According to Franz's draft profile, his number one strength is assist to turnover ratio. Followed by defensive plus minus, turnovers, and assist percentage.
Really?
Yep. His weaknesses, offensive rebounds, scoring, and free throw attempt rate. So he doesn't shoot enough free throws.
I was surprised that it felt like he was a much better shooter than 32.5% throughout college. But I guess it does make... makes sense a little bit. We'll like to see what the cast of characters that have Michigan and Michigan State ties, how this whole thing plays out for them. It's going to take some time to figure that out, obviously. But you know, for a guy like Franz, who at 6 feet, 9 inches tall, you know, he's not going to turn 20 until late August, makes him the same age or younger than many freshmen. I think that that's pretty, that's definitely a good thing. And we get very, very focused on the age of prospects, right? I mean, we think that everybody's got to be, you know, reach their maximum potential by the age of like 18, 19, or 20. And if you're a 22-year-old, then your life's over. I just don't think that that's the case. I think that we need to kind of rework and retool, what we think a little bit. You know, I was interested to see, and I don't even remember the kid's name. How sad is that? I've been looking for, it's not Jalen Green. Who was the kid that was going to go to Michigan but went to the G League instead? Was it Isaiah Todd? Is that the kid's name?
Yes, that was one of them. So wasn't there two?
Yeah, I thought Todd was really, really close to being a Wolverine, and then all of a sudden just poof, like that was it. Like, nope, he's done. And I thought and I don't see him. I don't think he's listed. I don't think he's in this draft class. I thought he was a one and done kind of player. It's amazing how that kind of stuff works out, right? But right now, just so you know, that there are 100 available prospects in this draft.
So looking at ESPN's best available, Isaiah Todd's listed at 46.
You see him at 46?
Yes, and Josh Christopher, a former U of M commit, is at 31. And just for context, Isaiah Livers and Aaron Henry, 49 and 50.
Wow. And Livers with that injury history. And then you got Franz at sitting at 10.
Right, and if Livers didn't have that injury history, he'd probably be a late first. Probably mid to late first.
He was having a really, really nice season. Really nice season. And unfortunately, just could not stay healthy. Hey, for Dan and Ryan, I'm Anthony. Enjoy the NBA draft tonight. I feel terrible, literally and figuratively speaking here, that I just don't have the juice right now in the mornings. I could see myself on TV, and man, I look like hell. But hopefully I'll feel better tomorrow and have a little more juice for tomorrow's show. But thanks for riding around with us and hanging out with us all morning long, whether you sent texts or tweets or calls or whatever the case may be, man. We appreciate you, so thank you for that. And I'm gonna drink some more tea and get some more rest, and hopefully we can
maybe some orange juice, some vitamin C.
Orange juice, man.
Maybe go outside, get some sunlight, please.
Too much sugar in orange juice, bro. Apple
Get
juice
out of here.
I swear to God. Apple juice.
Oh, my gosh. Too much sugar, dude.
They peddle this stuff like it's health food. It's not. Like, you can't have 60 grams of sugar in one glass of something. Like, it's more addictive than cocaine. Fact.
Right.
Google it.
Then go snort some orange juice and have yourself a day.
I'm not having it. I'm going to drink some tea. I'm going to get my herbal medicine.
He didn't do it to get high. He just liked the way it smelled, all right?
Oh, God. All right, for Dan and Ryan, I'm Anthony. We'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place, right here on the Michigan Sports Network.
New BetMGM customers can turn $1 into $100 when they bet on any Detroit Tigers game. Hey, this is Matt Shepard. Sign up for the BetMGM app using ShepBet100, and you bet $1 on any Tigers game, you'll get $100 in free bets, even if your wager is a strikeout. That's the kind of teammate BetMGM is. Discover their innovative parlay selection builders, daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use ShepBet100 to get $100 when you bet $1 on any Tigers game this season, regardless of the outcome of your wager. Only at BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks and an official gaming partner of the Detroit Tigers. New customer offer, paid and free bets. Must be 21 years or older, Michigan only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated person.